morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, July 14th. You'll be interested to know. 60 years ago today, in 1965, NASA's Mariner 4 spacecraft achieved a monumental milestone by performing the first successful flyby of Mars. This historic mission provided humanity with its initial close-up images of the red planet, revealing a landscape marked by lunar-type impact craters, some touched with frost in the chill Martian evening. The data collected by Mariner 4 significantly advanced our understanding of Mars and laid the foundation for future exploration of our neighboring planet. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 72 degrees with 6 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 8:16, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:07. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early this morning, giving way to a chance of showers and thunderstorms later on, with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 85, accompanied by a light breeze. Tonight, expect more cloudy skies with a low around 72 and a light southwest wind. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Monday will be at 8:30 with a high tide at 2:45. The near shore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 69 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a slight chance of rain and thunderstorms on Tuesday, with partly sunny skies and a high near 88. Wednesday and Thursday will be mostly sunny, reaching the low 90s. Nights will be mostly cloudy, with lows around 75. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, a Boston-area chef is making a name for himself on the global stage of pizza. Juan Gabriel Perez, the executive chef of Posto in Somerville, has been perfecting Neapolitan pizzas for over 15 years. This year, he achieved an impressive 54th place in the Best Pizza Awards, an accreditation platform that celebrates innovative pizza chefs. Notably, Perez was the only competitor from New England. Praised for his creative flair, seasonal ingredients, and dough innovation, he expressed gratitude on Instagram, stating, "Thank you. Your support fuels the hustle. I'm proud of the relentless love I pour into every pie." Now on to sports. In Major League Baseball, the Atlanta Braves, once seen as World Series contenders, find themselves struggling at 42 wins and 52 losses, nearly out of postseason contention. Their playoff chances have plummeted from 92% at the season start to just 4.6%. Despite strong performances from Ronald Acuna Jr. and Spencer Schwellenbach, a series of injuries and poor performances from key players have plagued the team. As the trade deadline approaches, questions arise about whether the Braves will make significant changes or simply adjust their roster for the remainder of the season. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at Fenway Park, the Sox beat the Rays 4-1. Brian Bello earned the win with one run over six innings. Ronny Gonzalez homered in the third, while Seddan Rafaela added a two-run homer in the sixth. Despite six strikeouts from Rays pitcher Ryan Pepiat, he took the loss. The Sox's record now stands at 53-45, showcasing their 10-game winning streak. After the All-Star break on Friday afternoon, the Sox take on the Cubs in Chicago for Game 1 of a 3-game series. In top news, just 30 minutes a day of Japanese walking may help you get in shape. This technique, known as interval walking training, is gaining popularity after going viral on social media. A study led by Hiroshi Nose found that middle-aged and older individuals who practiced this method experienced lower blood pressure and improved physical fitness compared to those who walked at a moderate pace. Interval walking involves alternating 3 minutes of fast walking with 3 minutes of slower walking. Experts suggest starting slowly, aiming for 15 minutes twice a day, and gradually working up to the recommended physical activity levels. In business news, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed legislation to officially recognize gold and silver coins as legal tender in the Sunshine State, aiming to provide Floridians with financial freedom. DeSantis emphasized that gold is very likely to hold its value, certainly compared to fiat currency. The new law, effective July 1, 2026, also exempts these coins from sales tax. DeSantis believes this move protects residents from the declining value of the U.S. dollar amidst rising inflation and fiscal uncertainty. He highlights gold's appeal as a safe haven, especially during economic turmoil, as its prices surged over the past year. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 2% over the weekend to just over $119,000. Ethereum is unchanged at just under $3,300. And XRP is up 10% to $2.83. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Jack Dorsey, the co-founder of Twitter, has launched a new messaging app called BitChat, which operates without the need for the internet or phone numbers. Dorsey shared his interest in Bluetooth mesh networks, which allow devices to communicate directly. The app promises ephemeral, encrypted communication, making it resistant to network outages and censorship. Users will generate random peer IDs, eliminating the need for registration. The beta version has already attracted 10,000 downloads. Dorsey, the CEO of Block, has a history of supporting decentralized technology, but BitChat is still under review before its public release. And in entertainment news, Netflix's upcoming black comedy, Vladimir, is based on the best-selling novel by Julia May Jonas and features the talented Rachel Weisz, known for her role in The Mummy. The series, which began production this month, explores themes of morality, power, and desire. Weisz stars as an unnamed English professor caught in a web of obsession and intrigue as her husband, portrayed by John Slattery, faces scrutiny for inappropriate relationships with students. With a strong female creative team, Vladimir promises to be a provocative and engaging watch. While no release date is set, filming is expected to conclude in September. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and aviation pioneer, Wilbur Wright. And he said, "It is possible to fly without motors, but not without knowledge and skill." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.